Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Oh, hi there, welcome to Nerd Talk Plus, our weekly deeper dive into the stories that make this world nerdier from Odyssey's Nerd Talk. I'm your host, Gregor. Hi there. He's been living under the sweaty foreskin of America from Miami, Florida. He's Siege. Hi! And back by popular demand, after 2 months of not sitting in the co-host chair, he's back. He's Double Dildo Robot Brandon.
Hooray!
I've always not liked my name Brandon very much because there's just not like a good nickname for it, you know.
Yeah, well.
Like, and now I love that my name can just be made longer into like my full Christian name, which is Double Dildo Robot Brandon.
It's good. What does that family crest look like? That's what I want to know. Someone draw that for us, please.
I'm on
it. What's our thing? At nerdtalkplus.com, you can find us. I still haven't added Siege because I'm a real class act, this guy here. But we'll get to that. So none of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we potentially get wrong, and also, should we get something right? That'd be great. Now, last week we tried something new. Welcome back to Brandon, who only listened to 40 seconds of the podcast over the last 2 months. Thank you, Brandon.
You're welcome.
We tried something new. I want to, rather than doing a question of the week, because it's hard to think of one when Brandon's not here, because he's real good at thinking of them, I want to be caught up with what's going on. So, Brandon, where have you been for the last 2 months?
In a fiery hellscape of Eastern Washington. No, that's only been like the last week.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with forest fires either. The last 2 months have been a fiery hellscape of parenting.
Yeah, of just poop that I forgot that when it comes out of a baby looks like curry. And like part of me is like gross, and like the other part of me is like, well, I mean, it looks good. Like, it doesn't stink. I mean, it doesn't look like I don't want to eat the poop. Let's be clear. I don't want to eat the poop. But it looks like curry. It looks so much like curry. And then just getting, you know, as I was regaling to you earlier, just thrown up on by my baby, not by
like Fletcher from Pennywise, who just throws up on people for fun. Your wife is just into it. She's like, get over here, I'm gonna throw up all over you. Knock me up again so I can throw up on you some more.
So
this is taking an unfortunate turn.
It's the recreational sport of Spokane.
Yeah. No, we got a. I took the kid to the older kid before my wife had the baby. Our Spokane's getting a soccer team in the soccer stadium, and we went to the Crest the logo launch, and the logo and the name are just bad. to the point where I'm just like gonna probably not do the season tickets that I've already put a deposit on.
It's a down economy, and that's a bad-looking logo.
It's a double dildo. Yeah.
No, if it were that, I'd be all in.
I'd have home
Brandon's
and away
family
kits.
Crest? All right, well... Yeah.
So we went to that. I went on some bike riding.
Are they USL 2?
They are something like that, yeah.
Yeah, shout-outs to the Ballard FC, who, out of 120-something USL teams in America, won it all a couple weeks ago. That
up the bridges.
Awesome. Yeah.
You know what's crazy about having, like, you guys both have children, and then, like, having a second, like, I already felt like after the first kid that I just didn't, I was immediately like, there's nothing that I was into before. I have no time for it anymore. So like these things that I liked, and then like he got to be a little bit older, and I was like, okay, cool. Like I can, you know, he's almost two now, and I was like, okay, I can go I can like start watching soccer again. I can start riding my bike a little bit more. And then we have the second kid and it's just like, oh no, I forgot. I can't do anything ever. And I don't know if that's going to change anymore. So, so like all of the things I'm like, you guys, you're like, oh, the Ballard team won the thing. I'm like, I didn't even know there was a thing. And, or like, or what's worse is it's like, oh, massive national tragedy happens in some state because everything is terrible. And I'm like, huh. Wow, I heard about that 6 months later.
So, did you know that Messi has come to MLS now? It's Messi League Soccer, and
yeah, because that's one of those things. Like, that's one of those things that's big enough where it's like you could go to like thefoodnetwork.com, and it's like, did you know that Messi plays in Miami now? And you're like, oh, cool. Like,
also,
it doesn't
the,
matter.
The food of Argentina is, and you're like, oh, there's the tie-in. All right, good.
It's like when. I feel like everybody started to do this, right? Like you could go to like weather.com used to be a place for, you know, like weather, and you could go and be like, and then it's like, okay, go to weather.com and then the first article would be like 10 signs that Coca-Cola is killing you. And you're like, oh, that's interesting. Like, is it like hailing Coca-Cola? It's like,
also,
no.
Also, where
it's
is
just,
that? Cause I want that.
Yeah. Or then the History Channel, right? It was like, you go to the History Channel and it's just like,
aliens.
Kate and Scott plus 8 or whatever, like the people with 8 children, and you're
and
like, is 10 this history?
Signs that Coca-Cola is killing you.
And it is Scott and Kate's 8 children that are behind it all.
I would like to point out for our sponsors that we are not crapping on Coca-Cola, a product that I love and would accept the endorsement on for this program, but it is
take it up with Scott and Kate and the History Channel.
Thank you. That's exactly what I'm getting at. Yeah.
And
okay, well, Brandon's
network.
Life sounds terrible. Siege, what's going on with you, buddy?
Man, well, I mean, we discussed the whole car accident and everything else last week, but on the brighter side, I'm trying to get back on air full time as much as possible. I graduated CSB, Connecticut School of Broadcasting, back in 1998 and just recently, and was in radio for a while there, and then just kind of fell out of it into adult life where you have to pay insurance and raise children and all that fun stuff. And
send half your check here.
Yeah, exactly. And since now I'm not an adult anymore, I decided to go back and play again and learn all the digital fun stuff. And I graduated top of my class and with a 99.17% grade in the entire thing.
I think you might have told me, but what did you fail on there, buddy? Because I expect perfection for this podcast.
Well, it was video. It was the video that I sent you of that was supposed to be the commercial that was cut together really crappily, and the giant fart walked and fart happened when your executive walked into the room while you were watching it. And so yeah, that was it. It wasn't cut together perfectly, but Oh, go ahead,
Siege. When You just did this school, this class, this school thing?
Yeah, I just redid it back in March, so I graduated
a couple months ago. Here's a question. I've always felt like it's like life is like one of those things where every time you look back at a thing that you just completed that you thought was hard, you look back on it and you're like, oh no, actually the thing I'm doing right now is hard. So like, for instance, you have one kid and you look back on your life without children and you're like, oh, life used to be so easy, but I actually thought it was stressful and hard back then. Or like when you finish high school, right? You're like, oh man, that was so. And then you're in college and you're like, oh my God. And then you like leave college and you're like, oh my gosh, college was actually so easy compared to like paying life. Taxes and having a family and stuff. Well, so I like now I'm like, oh man, if I went back to college now, I feel like I'd just crush it, which it sounds like you did. I mean, almost. But
yeah,
then
you would absolutely crush it, and you would also leave your babies on the side of the road.
Oh, yeah, probably, for sure. Yeah.
I think he would do that anyway at this point.
Yeah, there's definitely days.
I mean, the fact that when I was originally doing this, Gregor will attest to this, like back when we first started this stuff, we were doing everything by hand and with like grease pens and cutting stuff up with razors and scissors and scotch tape. And now it's just a little click of a button here and a click of a button there, and that's our editing. So, yeah it was a lot easier this time around. But I was like still so proficient and everything that like, they were even talking to me. They're like, do you want to come back and teach some of these classes? Because you were actually pretty damn good at this. And I was like, yeah, maybe. That might be a resume booster.
What do you pay?
Yeah, exactly.
For money? Yeah.
All right. Well, okay, so Siege, any progress on the car? Is it doing any better? Are you going to have your working vehicle? Is the Tiguan coming back? What did you call it? The
Pepper. It's my habanero pepper.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yes.
I was going Spanish with naranja, but like, no, it was not.
Close. Yeah, hopefully should be back this week. I mean, the rental ends tomorrow, so I'm hoping I get it back this week.
So you're just driving around a stolen FedEx truck for a couple weeks, just like pretty having much. Some fun in that?
There's always an empty van somewhere.
So, fellas, I was on TikTok, as I am a lot today, and I came across, what's his name, Jimmy Fallon?
Ooh.
And Jimmy Fallon is about to do one of these filters that pops up where it's like, what type of cocaine are you? Or whatever it is, right? And it's for him, it was, what type of dog are you? And it changes pictures over his head, and then it stops and shows what kind of dog he is. It's not about what kind of dog he is, Corgi. It's more about the look in his eyes as he's looking into the phone, waiting for it to happen. I saw that, and I felt like I was looking in, like, the saddest mirror in the world. I was like, oh, that guy is devoid of feeling on the inside, and I feel exactly like he looks right now. And then something positive happens, and he was able to be like, oh, there's a cute little dog. And then I was like, oh, is... A, Jimmy Fallon, the saddest person out there, and B, I mean, should we be worried for how sad he is? And B, am I as sad as Jimmy Fallon? So, not to be a total bummer, but I saw that and I was like, whoa, I connect with how someone is feeling that I have no connection to.
I mean, I feel like for somebody like Jimmy Fallon who laughs uncomfortably through everything, if that's any indication, then yes, we all three are as sad or sadder than Jimmy. Hey, stop uncomfortably laughing, you guys.
What?
So I did this interview last week with this band called Milky Chance, and I was like panic attack. So I was like in this like weird spot, and they're very German. And so I would ask him a question like, 10 years since that song was first recorded, and like, that's a pretty good ride. Like, how do you feel about the song now, 10 years on? Like, how does it feel? And the guy goes, good. I was like, okay, I see we're here to really elaborate. And the other guy goes, forgive us, we are German, so we don't. And so then he steps into it and starts answering it a little bit more. But everything was like that. And so finally, at the end of the interview, I'm just like, all right, well, these guys clearly don't have, don't want to. They're not amused by my shenanigans, so let's just hear him play some songs. And they're like, oh, no, we like you. It's fine. And I was like, not on this end. It's not. Ha, ha, ha. And so I just did that uncomfortable laughing the whole time. So you've provided yet another data point that I might be as sad as Jimmy Fallon. I don't compare myself talent-wise or whatever, but I saw the look in his eyes and was like, oh, my God, Jimmy. Do we need to hug?
Do you guys ever, if you ever open... or if you close your phone, or if your phone dies while you're mindlessly scrolling through TikTok, and then all you see is the black mirror reflection of your face, and you go, oh, shit. Or when you open up like Snapchat or something that has the forward facing camera just facing your looking right at you, and like it's just for you guys, it's. Ugh.
Yeah.
This look right there.
Yeah.
As I look down on the camera, it's like, oh, that's what I look like right now. I'm dead in the face. I'm dead in the inside of my body.
Why
as well.
Are my eyes sunken in so far?
Yeah.
Like a baby that can't keep its head up. You're like, oh. Like, yeah. Someone should correct this head for me.
Yeah. So every time I see that reflection of myself, or I see like the forward facing camera, like when Snapchat opens and the forward, like the reverse, I don't know, it's not forward facing, it's the one that faces your face.
It's the
face
front facing camera.
The face facing camera.
The face facing camera.
Is my
when you
neck
open that,
really
and
that
I,
wide.
And I see if I see that angle of myself, I'm like, I think I'm done with the phone for the day.
I already, I already know that I have like giant nostrils. That was something I was teased about as a kid. And like
I've never noticed.
Just
this
stick,
is new to me.
Like, oh no, here we go, guys. Yeah, just have that shot right there. I could put quarters. Yeah. I could put quarters up
those
there if
big.
You want. Yeah, they're pretty.
I need a deviated septum.
Yeah,
surgery.
Same here. Look at that. We got mirrored deviated septums. Yours goes that way. Mine goes
cool.
That way. Cool. I could put my quarters in this one. You put your quarters in the other
you
one.
You guys are like yin and yang with deviated septums.
Noses.
If you guys like put your faces upside down and did like the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man kiss with each other, you guys' nose would like perfectly complement each other.
we would be like a contained breathing
I'll
apparatus.
Go ahead from upside down, okay? It's scuba. So I find it fascinating that we as a culture don't understand this, and that everybody's face I'm into cameras, and so it's a thing. But everyone's face looks so bad on social media because at an arm's length, holding your phone out, the whatever this camera is, whatever the one is that's on the screen that faces you, is that the front-facing or
the
whatever?
The face-facing.
Let's just call it that.
The face-facing camera, it has to. It's really wide angle, and it's of it's like the like a 35 millimeter lens. We see things in 50 millimeters. That's what our eyes see things in if it's uncropped. And so if you use whatever these are, which is like a 12 millimeter to make it more to make it so you can see more stuff. So it's not just your siege's nostrils when he looks at his phone. It makes your face really round, and so you like if you like have a receding hairline, it like really accentuates it, or it makes your face like your nose sticks out further and your eyes bulge a little bit more. Whereas if you turn it around and use the other one that you can hold from a little further back, it's not as creepy. There's a filter on TikTok that's like, this is how you actually look versus what you think. But we go around now. I want to know how like the makeup industry and all those types of things are affected by how we see ourselves. Like there's tons of girls making makeup tutorials. If they're accounting for what they look like on these cameras and on their phones to make themselves like how warped we must look from even 10 years ago to now.
What millimeter is my what millimeter focal length is the mirror that I have in my house? Because every once in a while I look at that and I'm like, there's no way I'm that fat.
Well, I learned from a house full of girls that we used to hang out with in college. It was that's called a fat mirror, and then there's skinny mirrors, and that you want to before you go out look in a skinny mirror. It's just based on how it warps just a little bit and it changes your perception. So if you look in a skinny mirror, then you look hella good and you walk out the door with confidence. Despite the fact that you are garbage, you can still walk out feeling like you're not. But if you live in like a rental apartment that has a fat mirror, then it defeats your own self-esteem, your own self-image of oneself. It doesn't matter what you are. I'm not trying to say that that matters, but it's like if you could set yourself up to trick yourself into believing that you're good instead of garbage, then it's positive.
So not only am I living in a 293 square foot studio apartment in downtown Seattle, I've got a fat mirror that makes me feel even worse about myself.
Yeah, that's like you just got to make sure. And I don't know how you tell that. This is like some sort of like black arts, dark arts of the mirror world that some people are mystical enough to read. I am not that person. I just look in every mirror and go like, wow, you look like total trash today again. I got the Jimmy Fallon eyes.
Surprise, Siege. Your nostrils aren't actually that wide. They've just been in fat nostril mirrors.
I've been lied to my entire life.
Well, and next time you got fat nostrils, just look at a normal, you know, at a normal picture of yourself, not one through.
I'll turn my camera around and take a picture straight up my nose.
What I hate is like that you part your hair to a certain side, or when you do your anything in the mirror, and then you see yourself in a picture and you're just like, oh no, that is not what I thought I looked like walking out of the house today.
That blows not my even mind close. Every single time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a haircut, I walk out, look good. Pictures taken of me later that day, look good. Next day, I try to do it myself. No. That's not. Because I didn't look at myself while I was doing it. I looked at a reflection, and it's just not right. So, all right. Well, tonight, the big debut, Disney's doing something different. They haven't done this before, but it used to be 3 a.m. Eastern and 12 o'clock Pacific. They would launch the newest episodes of whatever Star Wars shows they would do on a Wednesday, right? Well, they've changed it. And there's a lot of hype surrounding, especially in my social media feed, around Ahsoka, the Star Wars series that comes out tonight. It'll be Pacific time. It comes out at 6 p.m. Eastern time, 9 p.m. So you could actually have a chance at watching it without messing up your sleep or getting up and blowing off work in the morning. Where are you guys at? Brand, let's start with you. Where are you at with the new Ahsoka series? Are you even familiar with the fact that one is coming out and that it debuts today?
I've heard of it. No. She's like the lady with the double dildo hair, right?
That's exactly who she is. That's exactly.
No, I mean, honestly, part of me is like, I feel like in the Clone Wars series, she was young, right? She was the Padawan of Anakin Skywalker.
Correct.
And then I was like looking up the age of Rosario Dawson, who plays, and I was like, damn, like Rosario Dawson can like kick ass. Like she's just been in movies forever, starting from a super young age. And like, yeah, she's 44. Like is Ahsoka 44 in the series?
Ahsoka is 47 in the series.
Oh dang.
It takes place during The Mandalorian. She would have been, I can't remember, I read the whole thing about it, but she was like 16 in the Clone Wars, and so by the time A New Hope came along, she would be older than that. And by the time you get to The Mandalorian era, which is like 5 or 7 years after the last of the original trilogy, what was that called? Return of the Jedi? After that, it's she's 47 years old is the conventional thinking. So
you guys know how in real life, not in Star Wars, in real life when
what?
You like you think Listen. Something is super, you think a certain age is old, and then you reach that age and you're like, oh, I used to think 30 was the oldest, and then you turn 30 and you're like, oh, 30's not that bad, it's not that old, I've still got at least 10 years of life left.
Easy.
and then I'm like turning 33 and I'm looking at my body and I'm like, no, 33 is actually old. My body's falling apart at this age. Like, I don't even want to know what 40's going to feel like.
Just you wait, because it is not awesome.
Oh, no, it's completely terrible.
But no, so the reason I bring this up in the Star Wars as it relates to Ahsoka is because, like, there's no way that at 44, because Rosario Dawson's a real human being, right?
Allegedly.
Is that whatever Ahsoka is?
yeah. The double dildo hair lady. she's like a real human and doing crazy stuff. I'm sure she doesn't do all the own stunts, but like she's always seemed like a pretty fit person. And like she's doing all this stuff. I'm like, I'm 44. I'll be lucky to be like holding groceries.
She's not a Togruta? Rosario Dawson?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, I can only imagine that if you have a team of people to train you to be a stunt person and to like fight with swords, that you probably have somebody that keeps you from being soft and squishy like me.
I always wonder, like, I feel I have this like theory in most sports and particularly in cycling, which is what I do the most, right, is that the fastest people or the best cyclists aren't people that are actually necessarily the strongest or most fit. I mean, you get those freaks like in swimming, like Michael Phelps, who is genetically engineered in order to be a swimmer, right? Like, you do get that in every
by
sport.
By Palpatine, yeah, got it.
Yeah, obviously. he's just like pre-series Jar Jar Binks. I feel like he's probably the closest body style to Jar Jar Binks. Anyway, but like it's just who's able to suffer the most, like who's willing to put themselves through the most like physical suffering in order to be good at the thing that they do. And so I'm curious how long you guys think you would last under the regimen that like these actors go through. Cause like Christian Bale, for an example, right? Like he's in The Machinist, and then he had to be, what was the movie? Batman, right? He went from The Machinist to Batman.
What was that one
he
movie?
He had to lose a ton of weight from The Machinist and then gain a ton of weight for Batman, like muscle and weight to be in Batman. And like, he had to go through insane, like with physical training. And I'm like, okay, I don't care how much money they're paying me. I am physically just not willing to suffer enough to make that much money.
At this point in my life, you know, me being 43, I don't know how the hell Rosario Dawson is doing that. I mean, I think back to high school football, and I mean, not to like float my own boat, but I was pretty damn good at the squats, and I was good with the weights.
You can stop taking your shirt off, okay?
I mean,
we get it.
No. I want gaze at the tattoos. Look at this chest hair. No, but I was good with the weights. I was never good with like running the long distances and like get the endurance stuff. So I was like, for football, give me offensive line. I could play like, you know, those 4-second bursts and everything and just knock people over. And the soccer, I'd go in sprints and everything else like that. But this kind of crap nowadays where you just got to get completely shredded, there's no way, no way.
And I want to be clear. This is like, we're like pumped about this. Isn't us judging women for their abilities or whatever.
No,
this
way,
is like,
man, this is amazing.
This is us being, yeah, it's amazing what she can do. At the end of last season of the whatever league it was, the non-league football or whatever, and Wrexham gets promoted to league football in England, and there's, you know, Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds and Charlie Day is there, and they show Charlie Day having a race against just the guys post game, just getting their legs moving or whatever, and they're effortlessly running, and he's at a full sprint faster than I can run, and looks like he's gonna die. Just like that regimen of staying that fit and being able to stay active that long. I bet you if she stopped being that active, there'd be a pretty big swing down, because at that age, we all just kind of drop off. So you got to have a nutritionist, and you got to have that person that's teaching you the sword play. And I bet you she has a yoga regimen or, you know, something like that to keep the body able to do that. But I want to see her take 10 years off and become Whoopi Goldberg, you know, like how quickly that would happen because of age.
Like in Ghost, like she's all of a sudden a medium. That's what she becomes.
She's like in Rosario Dawson's current state is Charmander, and then like she will evolve into like what, Wanda Sykes, and then like her Charmeleon, and then my, and then obviously Whoopi Goldberg is a Charizard. But like
obviously
me and my friends used to play this game called Best Case Scenario, Worst Case Scenario.
Oh yeah, I like this.
You would look at famous people, and you would look at yourself, and in that current state of your life, you would say, okay, best case scenario, I will end up looking like this person when I'm older. Worst case scenario, I'll end up looking like this person when I'm older. So my friend, his name was Chris. He's bald guy, or was losing his hair at the time. He's like, best case scenario, Bruce Willis. Worst case scenario, Wallace Shawn, which if you guys don't know, it's the inconceivable guy from
Inconceivable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you
from
can't
the Princess
fool
Bride.
A civilian.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he was in Clueless. I remember that guy. I know you're talking about.
So I wonder, like Rosario Dawson's best case scenario, worst case scenario. I wonder, like, think about this. Like, question of the week: what's your best case scenario, worst case scenario?
Oh my god.
Halle
goodness.
Berry is best case.
For
or maybe
you?
Jada Pinkett. No, for Rosario Dawson.
Okay. Wow, great.
And then Whoopi Goldberg is worst case. For me, it's best case, Jada Pinkett Smith. Worst case, Will Smith.
For me, best
case. In either
case,
I'm doing blackface, so probably not great.
So we're excited about Ahsoka.
Yeah.
Pretty damn
much. It'll be on. For
is
sure.
Is this going to be one that we're going to be able to watch week to week, or are we going to be able to binge this one?
Two episodes week one, and then week to week after that, which is annoying because I always wait to watch them and then try and watch six in a row or whatever. But it's
you know why they do that? This is my assumption why they do that, because Disney Plus realizes that all of the adults who are subscribing for Ahsoka and The Mandalorian would just subscribe for the week that they're out, and then unsubscribe and pay for that 1 month, right? And then wait until the next series comes out. So instead, they can drag it on over the course of 2 or 3 months, and then they can keep you with this, because it's like, I can only watch Moana and all of these other Disney movies so many times before, and my kids aren't old enough yet to like get into that stuff. But
so here's how you know how middle class I grew up. My parents would subscribe to HBO for a month in the summer so they could watch Wimbledon. And then they'd forget to cancel it, and so for like 4 months I'd have HBO, and so, you know, that late night HBO, what was that one with the, there would always be some boob show that was
Real
on.
Real Sex.
Nah, but it was like, it would be like,
was that the one with the old lady that taught everything about the double dildos?
Basically,
like, what was that?
Yes. Every episode was a different old lady teaching about different double dildos.
No, there was that one show, and the lady, she died, I think, like only a few years ago. But like, she was old when it was on in the 90s, and she was like talking about I thought it was called something like Real Sex or something like that. But
well, that Real Sex is like an ongoing thing where they would like, they'd go over different like sex work type things or like fetishes or whatever. The show I'm thinking of is Dream On.
Yes, Dream On. I was just looking that up. Yeah.
So
you guys,
yeah,
don't Google old lady teaches sex, because that
cause
is
now,
not
because now Brandon has an erection.
I googled HBO boob show and it came up with a bunch of Selma Hayek stuff. So I don't know where that happened. Oh, it's
90s
a comedy
HBO
about
show
boobs.
With boobs. All right, so Ahsoka the premieres tonight at 6 o'clock.
What, the boob show?
Okay, part two.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, well, from Togruta, which sounds like a turtle, if you ask me, to Hairy Daddies, never travel to San Diego in mid-August unless you love giant furry spiders. It's tarantula mating season. A couple different species of them and thousands of eight-legged beasts are crawling from holes and cracks and crannies to do their silly little spidey dances and hook up. You want to read more about the specifics, as I see Siege taking off his pants now, iflscience.com has the full scoop. There's nothing to really worry about except for never sleeping again, because the idea of this is awful. They don't, like, kill people. They might, like, bite you, which would definitely hurt, and those hairs on their creepy bodies can irritate your skin. But I'm watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine again, and Terry Crews has a tarantula on his head, and they, like, wouldn't do that if it was actually really dangerous. So, yeah, I don't... Have you guys ever seen a tarantula in person before? Just like not like not at like
outside of like a fish tank or one of those things with the lights in them. No.
So I'm from the desert, and you would go outside and be walking the dog or whatever, and then there would just be a tarantula, and it would be like, I'm a tarantula, and I'd be like, well, I'm terrified, even though I'm 3,000 times bigger than you, and then it would take two steps towards me, and I would run away. If you start going towards it and it starts running at you with its little legs up in the air, it is the scariest thing possibly ever, besides like shaky snakes. But yeah, it's awful. And so like at least it's the one time in Seattle it happens where we can, where we're at, it's like the nice part of the year here. And so you don't need to be in San Diego for weird spider sex time, or I don't know.
Or do you?
Man, everybody says San Diego is so hot if you're into spider sex. It's the place to be. San Diego.
Book your entire August. Get yourself an Airbnb. The further
San
out,
Diego
the
Convention Center. It's just a bunch of people dressed. I probably told this story before about this one time. I used to work for a professional soccer team, and I got to travel with... Yeah, don't worry. This links for sure. I got to travel with this professional soccer team to a game that they played in a different... place, right? It was in Portland, and
I traveled to a different place
because that's how travel works,
a different dimension.
Well, it felt like it because so it was the minor league team, obviously, and not obviously to everybody listening, you guys both know, it was with the minor league team, and I went to Portland, and it was a bunch of like guys who are younger and hoping to like cut their teeth and like play in a professional
Giuliano
league,
Franco,
right? Yeah, Giuliano Franco, for instance. And and anyway, so we didn't get to stay at the nicest hotels when you played on this team, and so we were staying at the Portland Airport Hotel, despite the fact that we took a bus there. I didn't know you could stay there if you didn't go through the airport. Took a bus there, stayed in the airport hotel.
You see what happens when
like
you defund the police? They weren't even checking. No, this is what happens now.
Papers, please.
I can stay at an airport hotel even though I took a bus. So yes. We go to the airport hotel, and we're like walking downstairs to eat like the team meal, and on our way down, we realize that the entire airport hotel is playing host to a like. Look, I'm not going to disparage anybody's kink, but it's playing host to a furry furry convection.
Yes.
Or convention.
Convection. There were baking furries.
Furry convection.
Take that, furries! Said the tarantula king. Ah!
No, so it's like I've never seen like. You know when you're in a moment where you're trying to get like two friend groups to get to know each other? and I'm like with these like young professional athletes who are like still like, even though they're professional athletes, they're still just young enough to still be super insecure and like think that image is everything.
And you're
right?
Trying to introduce them to all your furry friends?
Well, yeah. I'm trying to be like, look,
you
guys,
said this
I spend a lot
as
of
if you know both.
I spend a lot of time on the internet. I kind of know what's going on here.
I wear a tail like, when I'm out in public.
Because the way that these guys were looking at them was like, what did we just get sent to another time, another place, another dimension? And
is that
I had
Charizard,
to explain to
Whoopi
them,
Goldberg?
Whoopazard.
Double dildo Ashoka.
But anyway, so that's so I did not see any people dressed up like tarantulas, but that's because it was in Portland, not San Diego. So
Doc Ock had the weekend off. He puts little fur coverings onto his tentacle things, and he's like, "Oh, I'm a tarantula.
I'm no longer an octopus."
You just let him know that's what that's Portland. This is what happens when you come down here.
Yeah.
Well, slap on some, I wrote diodes, but I almost said dildos. Slap on some dildos and fire up the AI. A team called Unbabble are working hard to read brainwaves so we can skip the exhausting task of moving our stupid mouths to talk and instead just think it. As practical applications for people who are battling a disease like ALS when we are trapped and you can't speak any longer. You can no longer verbalize. Very cool. But also, I can only imagine the hell of talking to someone with ADD, anyone in this conversation, as their brain loses focus. Like, sure, I'm down to get dinner. You think pterodactyls caught fish, or was it some sort of like dinosaur fish maybe? Or what would they look like with helmets on? Would the helmets cover their whole hammerhead or just like the brain part? How big are their brains? Could you teach them to talk like parrots, you think? Ooh. Ooh, look at that butt. That's pretty cool.
Mm.
It's like mine would actually be like hours of just me being like, "You are garbage. You are garbage." So someone walking by would be like, "Wow, that guy really thinks that he's garbage. Is he Oscar the Grouch fetish? Is that this furry?" The potential, though.
Best case scenario for Gregor, Oscar the Grouch.
Worst case, actual garbage.
The trash in the can.
Yeah.
I think potentially this could be really weird because imagine if we could have a podcast where we didn't speak and we just sent our brain waves into the machine and then we all
and
start
the entire
laughing
world
hysterically.
Rejoices.
It becomes one big TikTok voice just reading along our brain thoughts.
This reads like one of those things where they're like, "We're going to make this technology," and everybody's like, "Okay, interesting." And they're like, you're like, "Why are you doing this?" They're like, because we can't. I mean, for disabled people.
Yeah.
Right?
This is like Elon Musk's whole justification for the brain thing. He's like, "No, yeah. It won't help us control humans via robotics. It'll help them."
Yeah. And I'm like, so like the whole time you're reading it, I'm like, "Oh no, this is a terrible idea. Like, I absolutely don't want people to just be able to like tap into my, like," and like the poor disabled people as well. Like, they're like, "Hey, this is what I'm thinking about." They're like, "Oh, he's just called his doctor sexy for the fifth time in his head."
Or,
like,
or
no,
worse,
no.
What we see all over Twitter, he's just called the doctor some word about him being from not from this country for
yeah.
the
yeah,
fifth
yeah.
time or whatever. Yeah, the impulse control.
What I want to know is actually, does it hear the voices that you talk in? Is it like adjust it for creepiness or like the...
Oh, look at me! Is it, does that voice like...
"You're extra pretty today. I really like you."
Double dildo robot Brandon.
Double dildo robot Brandon.
It just adds the robot voice to it. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's like you still come out talking like Stephen Hawking. It's like that is just like the internal dialogue voice that everybody has. It's like, we could make him sound like a person, but no.
No, but no. No, no, no. You have ALS and we're helping you, but not that much.
Do you get to choose what font comes up on the eyeballs when you're reading the closed captioning too, just like in TikTok? Does it do multiple colors? That's the stuff.
All sorts
like,
of misspellings.
What if you could choose? Like, what if you could choose the voice? Like, if you were like, okay, I imagine like now, especially with all of the different assistants, right? Like the Google Assistant, the Siri, like the Alexa, all of that. Like, they're getting closer and closer and closer to sounding like real human voice. You could just be like, "I would like to be a 14th century." Like, could you just think of
the Pharaoh of Egypt?
Yeah, like think of something complete. Like, you could think of something that you would say the way that we would say it, but then it would translate it into like, "And this is how 14th century British people would say it." It like translates as well as
why like, not
reads. Yeah, why not? At this point, it's like you're already like doing the hard part of taking it out of somebody's brain.
This would be how a humpback whale says it.
Oh,
I wish.
Dude, okay, can I tell you guys something? I have a humpback whale tattoo.
Oh.
And I recently was at a thing and I saw a person with a humpback whale tattoo as well. And I was like, that person and I should talk, because that's crazy, because it's a I mean, maybe I'm not like I'm not the only person in the world to have a tattoo of a humpback whale, but I'm like two people in Spokane, Washington, with this very, very like they were similar style and everything.
Close
I go up to
the
guy
sea.
And I'm like,
very strange
I go up
fetish.
To the guy, and I'm like, hey man, cool. Like, do you have a humpback whale tattoo? I can't believe that. I also do. He was like, huh, crazy. And that was the extent of our conversation.
You were so excited to talk to this guy, and he was just like, yeah, cool.
I was like, wow, another weird person. And he was like, oh, that's interesting. It's like He's it's like, almost like I had shattered his entire reality of him thinking he was unique for having this thing.
He's like, no, I also like Kyler Martz, the Seattle artist, and got a whale tattoo. Yeah. I don't care about whales. And you're like, this is not Kyler Martz. Like, I came up with this. I also have been Googling some tattoos, Brandon, and I Googled centaur tattoos. Oh. And I got to tell you, ain't nobody got a good centaur tattoo. I think it's all, it's up to us to make to change this.
I am Googling this now.
They're not good, dude, and none of them have two dongs. It's like...
We need double centaur.
We need double dildo
double Brandon dildo centaur. Robot centaur.
Every double single centaur.
Thank you.
Every single one is them shooting a bow and arrow. And for a creature that is like mythically known to just be so horny all the time, like there is just, I'm shocked that there's no penis on any of
Bazooka
these
dildo.
Oh, wait. This is a centaur, but the upper half is the Mandalorian shooting a gun.
Oh my god.
I saw one that was a guitar centaur, so the top half was a guy in a black t-shirt playing shredding on a guitar. That was pretty fun.
It was a centaur, I guess. I guess that's how you already say it, but
centaur.
A guitar. Dang it.
A centaur playing a sitar.
Okay, one more thing before we get out of here. Brandon saw this in the run sheet that I do, and I got really excited because we're going to talk about sea life adjacent to the whales. We found out last year on Nerd Talk that the orca is not a whale, closer related to like a porpoise, sort of like a raccoon and a panda bear are similar, right? Look at that. See, just got an orca tattoo? I did not know that about you. I know you had the Stussy S, dude, but I didn't realize that you had some sweet orca action.
Oh, yeah. There's always orca on me.
Well,
well.
There's orca inside
right
of me
out of
right
the blowhole.
Now.
Hey, didn't we have a blowhole joke at some point?
We also, I mean, we did learn last year that orcas, if they were going to do cocaine, would have to snort it through their blowhole by, like, jumping out of the water, sliding on their back across the cocaine, and then going back into the water at the same time.
Some Tony Montana-looking guy comes out with a funnel, just a big bag of coke, and just pours. Here you go, buddy. All right. Go do some killing. Give that orca two machine guns and just like let him mow down the
world is mine.
Turns out that one orca that definitely needed that intervention is Tokate, the orca known as Lolita, because of course Florida, died in captivity in her Miami porpoise prison. Brandon, king of the water mammal lovers, must be devastated. I know, but he probably didn't even hear about this until right this moment. This is the killer whale that the Lummi Nation north of Seattle were trying to have returned to the waters from which she was stolen some decades ago. And things are moving along nicely in that process, though we were definitely still short of having Star Trek IV technology to get the transport done. The, what was it, the transparent aluminum or whatever it was. Now, I read this story and then I feel so bad about this. I start Googling about orcas and I'm reminded that they're mammals. It's not something I forgot, but just I don't think about it too much. And then I think, I don't know if I should even say this because it's like I should focus on the tragedy of the orca being dead. But then I start thinking about, well, if it's a mammal, does that mean there's the existence of orca milk? And has anyone suckled up on an orca to see if they could get a squeeze of that teat? Because I feel like out there somewhere... I know, like, no, you show it the tattoo. I'm okay. And they're like, all right, hop onto these boobs. Let's go. And then if there is orca milk, could we make orca cheese? And does it pair well with salmon?
Oh, my God.
These are the questions that we need to be asking. And these are also the questions that if somebody else could read when you're old and can't speak or talk anymore, and somebody's like scanning your brain to see the things that you're saying, and then it's coming out in a 14th century British voice, it's like, can you milk an orca? Like, then
no,
these are going to be
pharaoh,
the things that...
In the voice of Mo Salah, it's going to be a pharaoh. He's an Egyptian footballer.
So I just... you maybe already know this because you've already asked the question, but... there's a New York Times Magazine article, highbrow stuff in the New York Times Magazine titled under the tip section of New York Times Magazine, How to Milk a Killer Whale.
Never mind. I read that differently.
It's called How to Milk a Killer Whale. And the first line is, you need to have a relationship with the whale.
That's so strange, because when I Google how to milk a killer whale, completely different stuff comes up.
BBC.
Okay, so look,
BWC.
I made an article.
So for real though, it says like, I mean, honestly, like the way that I thought a whale would snort cocaine is almost how you'd have to get them to milk. So it says, first, train the animal to slide her body up on a platform covered in shallow water. I'm like, absolutely. Okay, the technology for a whale to do cocaine exists.
Is this whale like a prostitute? Are you like, give it a little bit of cocaine and then it'll let it milk you? It'll let you milk it.
It says, use rewards such as a fish or massage-like rubbing. This is surprising. Okay.
That's what I get. It's a totally different picture.
To locate a killer whale...
For everybody, he just held up a picture of a giant orca dong, just for so everyone knows.
It also says the largest penis in the world.
Milking it means something completely different. And I feel like we learned that that's not true. I think I felt like Brandon told us that the biggest... penis in the world is on a whale of some sort.
I was gonna say, wasn't it the blue whale?
I'm pretty sure it was the blue whale. Yeah,
it's not the sperm whale.
Well,
no, that's the largest sperm.
It just comes out like krill.
God damn it!
Filtered.
To locate a killer whale's teats, which can be hard to find.
Honestly.
Look for an indented-looking wrinkle on her underbelly. This fold hides her genitals. Wait, that's not what I'm looking for.
Wait a second. You're looking at the same thing I am.
Stimulate the clitoris.
They're called claspers.
Wait, what am I doing here again? It's like, no, we're totally milking it. Yeah, keep going.
Who did they
ask? A horny whale?
Who did they ask? Me?
No, lower. Okay, that's my trick.
Trust me, you have to do this before you get to the other part. This is how you form the relationship with the whale.
Yeah, this is the relationship bonding part. I mean, it does open like, look, we know this, right? Like humans, almost all humans, some obviously more than others, have a intolerance to lactose, right? Like most humans, even the smallest amount, like lactose, our bodies just aren't designed to be able to process like lactose out of cows or dairy. And so we've turned to things like almonds and oats and cashews and all of the things, right? And soy, obviously. So one of the problems though is that almond milk, great, you don't have to form a relationship with the almond in order to milk it, but it uses so much water that it's actually worse for the environment than like dairy farming, right? Which is one of the worst things for the environment. And so sure. Like maybe you're onto something here. Is like maybe whale milk will be a future alternative. I mean, you do have to form a relationship, but maybe it becomes like one of those things where it's like Charlotte's Web, where everybody gets their own individual whale and you can form a relationship with this whale, and like this whale will give you its milk, which you can then turn into cheese, and then you could cheese this whale's milk, or you could...
Does it make you a web?
Does it spell your name?
This might solve so many problems though. Like, okay, no lactose. Okay, everybody can do it. all of the whales, I almost called it a whale shortage.
It's factual.
It's an endangered species.
Is this how we get people behind Save the Whales once again?
Yes. It's like, save the whales. Why? Because you can rub their boobs.
All right. Well, let's find out what ChatGPT thinks about it. After all, we are idiots. I asked ChatGPT, how hard is it to make orca cheese? And ChatGPT is a real jerk. Orca cheese is not a real type of cheese and does not exist. I feel like I can categorically prove that that's not accurate. Yeah, yet. The name orca cheese doesn't correspond to any known cheese variety or production process. I think you're wrong. Let's see what that says. Oh, it says, however, as of my last knowledge update in September 2021, there's no credible information. So since we've invented it since then, I guess it stands.
Yeah.
Brandon, your mouth is agape. You look like you've just seen cheese coming out of an orca's butt.
Ooh.
No, I'm really disappointed because I just looked up because, like, you know those situations where it's like you think you've come up with a question that hasn't been answered, but the internet exists, so therefore it
has. Yeah, of course.
I looked up, like, cheese made out of orca milk, and the first response is, like, a tongue-in-cheek tongue-in-cheek thing about, like, how orcas shouldn't be removed from their mothers, and they're talking about how orca cheese, it's a whole thing about how we shouldn't milk cows. So not real, but... Here on Reddit, somebody asked the question, can we make whale cheese? And the whale milk itself is too high in fat and basically would just taste like butter. I'm failing to see the problem,
like,
here.
Why is this wrong?
Okay, so ChatGPT, you're right. We could make orca butter.
I'm here for orca butter. That sounds like a nice spread on a bagel.
Orca butter sounds like a lotion that I would use on my body.
Keep those elbows from getting all crackly.
You would never get dry again.
Or this is how you create orca blubber butter.
It's old lamp oil.
Don't put it on your wiener.
Says who?
Or do.
Yeah.
One final
orca
thing,
cheese, now for penises.
I'm glad to follow that with this. From our friend Katie Pendleton.
Sorry, Katie.
On Instagram, she sent me something from The Language Nerds. It says, life is surreal for French speakers right now because in French, phonetically, ChatGPT, I don't speak French, I'm sorry, sounds exactly like cat I farted in French. ChatGPT. Everywhere on TV and the news, people are saying, cat, I farted over and over with a straight face. Is cat, I farted going to steal your job? How are schools dealing with cat, I farted? Lawyer caught using cat, I farted. It's incredible. So. Just leave that segment there then.
Isn't cat farts in South Park? That's like what they use. They cheese each other, right? Like it's a drug. They take
cat pee.
It's cat pee. Okay, dang it. I wish it was cat farts. But then we could have brought it all together with the orca cheese and cheeses.
bring it full circle. Life finds a way.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Thanks for joining us for Nerd Talk Plus. Possibly our finest episode ever. I would like someone to get a count of how many times we said dildo in that episode, if you could go ahead and listen back and let us know on social media. Hit us at nerdtalkplus.com. Excuse me, I'm dying.
Double dildo robot Brandon.
Add two more to the list. Every Tuesday morning, streaming live on the Odyssey app. And then after that, you can find us in the podcast provider of your choice, including the Odyssey app. We would love it if you left us a comment. If you're using one of the ones that has that ability, you could leave it on like Apple Podcasts or whatever, a rating and a comment. We checked, Brandon, while you were gone, I actually checked for once. I haven't checked since, but it was weeks ago. But I'm hoping that... some point here, someone will actually go through and do that. I'm literally dying here as my voice is going away from me. Anything else to say, Robot Brandon?
Yeah, he said, you said count it twice. If he says double dildo, does that count as saying dildo twice?
Well, I mean, there are two ends to it. So is it two or is it technically one?
We are breaking the French language. We are breaking the English language.
We're breaking the orca language.
We are breaking Greg.
You're breaking Greg. You need to rub some orca butter on that.
Quick, get him some cheese.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.